Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good evening. And welcome to the latest edition of Misery Loves Company. This is a slightly odd timed show this week, due to reasons I will explain in a minute. But yes, this is the latest edition of what I'd like to call the FPL therapy session, in which we, and largely me, get a chance to stand up and say, my name's Chris, and I've had an absolute stinker of a game week. Again, although, you know, it could be worse this week, but it's still pretty bad. I'll come on to that in a minute. If you don't know me already, my name's Al Fozzy. I'm kind of regular host of this, and I've appropriately enough been a serial sufferer of bad breaks, dodgy decisions, and injury outrages most recently. And again, the idea here is that we share our tales of woe, attempt to air our frustrations, alleviate the pain we're all feeling, and hopefully look forward with a bit more positivity and hope that we can recover for next week. As per usual, we'll kick off with my own epic fails, share a few stories from social media, and all the while we'll keep Twitter open to for you to join in. So I know I've got a couple of people already joined in, so you will get, I will come to both of you very shortly, don't you worry. But I'm just very quickly going to explain who I am for those that haven't heard of me before, don't know who I am. Usually we do this at the end of the game week, but I'm on a plane to Saudi Arabia tomorrow night, so that's going to make it tricky for me to host this, and so I won't even know what's going on with Arsenal, which it could be the thing that saves my game week or otherwise. But yeah, for those of you new to this or new to me, I'm the co-founder of Fantasy Football Scout. I'm the shadowy figure that was in the scenes alongside Mr. Mark Southerns for the last 12 or so years. Who then stepped a little further forward when Mr. Mark wandered off into the ether for a little while before returning to do Black Box. Some people may recall my podcast introduction when I did a 4 to 5 hour stream announcing price reveals a few seasons back, which was largely because I didn't really know what I was doing. And to be honest, I just didn't know what I'd now to stop, but I quite enjoyed it. Just really quick, in fantasy terms, I have no aspirations to compete with Mark or other legendary pundits like Late Riser, Praz, Harry, Let's Talk, or of course, Fabio Borges himself. I'm definitely not in their league, but I'm not a terrible fantasy player, typically. I'd say probably championship level is fair. Last 5 years, I've been around the top 100K and a 50K finish, a 5K finish a couple of seasons back. I've had a few 20K finishes and stuff in the past. Last year was a bit low, but not terrible. But my general ambition, which I think is the same for a lot of people, is to kind of finish in the top 100K at least and have a shout the top 10K, right? And to top most of my mini leagues, which is what I usually do. I will come to request. Don't worry. You'll get your chance. You will get your chance to share your woe. It's not going to be all about me. I'll come back to that. But I'm just going to set the scene with this week. So quick backdrop. This season, up until the festive period, I was okay. Nothing exceptional. Pretty average, I guess. I was in between 300 to 600K up and down. But never seemed to have... I had the right sort of teams. All the right players, not necessarily in the right order, I think. Good representation of Arsenal, Liverpool, City, Newcastle, the odd dripping of Chelsea and Spurs. But nothing ever seemed to quite make that move. I never had the right captain. It just wasn't quite working. And so the frustration built to a knee-jerk wildcard in 22, where I took out the largely ineffectual players like Saka, Shah and Alvarez in that week in favour of players like Porro and Richarlison and Doughty and Areola. And that was a 25-point loss in 1 week alone from doing nothing. And in successive weeks, I would bring in stars like Jota, Adebayo, Trippier and Hwang, all of whom kind of limped off or disappointed. So starting this week, before my little tale of woe, I'd slid from a hardly stellar slot back in about game week 13, 14 of 500k all the way down to 1.46 million or 4.45 million, something like that. And I thought this was a real opportunity to make a difference. My transfer, I had no doubts about it. It was totally nailed on. Burnley away, double to come. Wanted to get rid of Porro because never sure he's coming back. Senesi, right? Everyone's got Senesi the way to go. Brought Senesi in this week. Double Bournemouth. If Solanke was fit, which I thought he might have, he might play as he did. And then I had Trippier at home to Wolves. That felt like I might as well persist with him because that's, you know, a good, even though Newcastle defence is tight, felt like a chance to get something. I've got Gabriel in there away to Sheffield United. We'll see about that tomorrow. And my only real dilemma at the back was whether to play Areola, most of whose points I've managed to miss whilst owning him, or Dubravka. And I flipped between the two all morning of the day yesterday. But I'm an Everton fan. And given that Hammers were playing at Goodison and I had genuinely failed, I genuinely fancied us to score in that match. I didn't think there'd be loads of chances. I've seen these games before. I know how Moyes plays. I know how Dyche plays. I thought it was going to be probably 1-0 either way, or you know, maybe one or two goals in it, not loads of chances. Suffice to say, I thought I'd back my own team and that didn't go well. So if you can just picture the scene as being an Everton fan leaping up in delight as rewarded your first penalty of the season, the chance to not only go ahead in a really crucial match, we need those points, but also dent the clean sheet of your bench goalkeeper. And then fast forward to the sheer dejection of seeing Beto's weak penalty palmed away, and then watching shot after shot after shot, really often tame and slightly rubbish, poked and prodded largely directly towards Areola as his save points rack up. I think we had like 12 shots on target or something in the end. Fortunately, one went in, so he didn't get all of those. But so in the end, he ends up with 13, obviously, for the penalty save and the rest, despite conceding. But and then, of course, I was watching that game. I wasn't really paying attention to others because I'm really focused on the Everton match. And I thought we had a chance. We did, and then we threw it away. I wasn't really paying much attention to Newcastle, really. But they were I thought it was on a double clean sheet there, so that at least atoned for it. And then I kind of look across and see Trippier's not on. I was like, what? Why is Trippier on 1 point on like 60-odd minutes? He's gone off on 51. Are you kidding me, FPL? What is going on? I'm having a laugh. So, that was Saturday. Obviously, Palmer earned an assist. Bravka 7 points is nothing to be sneezed at. Watkins did what Watkins does. I had 26 points from four. I was okay. I wasn't happy, but, you know, I was kind of getting over it. And I was looking forward to today. I thought, Bournemouth double up against Burnley. Surely that's a clean sheet. Solanke will come on. He'll play, definitely. He'll sort me out. He's got free City. This is going to go well. And then I actually went swimming with my family and I couldn't get very good reception, but I could just see it was a clean sheet. And then I came out of the pool to see Senesi's off on 12 minutes. I'm generally getting the point where I think maybe the therapy's working. I was laughing out loud. My wife thought I was mad. Senesi off on 12 minutes. I bought him in this week. It was my transfer. I brought him in for the double. And today, and he's off on 12 minutes. It's incredible. And then obviously Solanke does nothing. That's 3 points from Bournemouth double. And then we go to City, which we've all been listening to, I imagine. And that's just happened. For a long period, it looked like the dynamic duo. I've got Haaland, Foden and De Bruyne. And it looked like Haaland and De Bruyne were going to do very little. Although Erling, as usual, rather ruined that narrative in injury time. I suspect has improved the mood of some of you on here. The masses who captained him. And Foden, to be fair, Foden is the only thing that's keeping me slightly sane. Phil Foden is somewhat paper of the cracks. I'm currently on about 49 points, I think. 52, sorry, with Foden's three. 52 points, which isn't bad. I've got two to play. I've got two Arsenal play. But I'm still 4 points down. I've still dropped 60k places so far because of the Haaland late goal. And that's just to maintain mediocrity. That's not to make any ground at all. So only Saka captaincy hauling tomorrow is going to save this week and give me any sort of hope in this season. So that's my story. It got a little bit better in the second half, in the last sort of 20, 30 minutes, thanks to Foden. Not really Haaland, because I'm losing points on Haaland because I've not captained him. But I want to hear from you. So I'm going to read out a few tweets, but you are now free to, if you want to share your tale of woe, you can, if you really want to, tell me about the great decision you made. I want to hear about what bad breaks you've had. Doesn't have to be this week, could have been previous. What's gone wrong? Where are you shooting yourself in the foot? Where have you shot yourself in the foot? Where are you kind of, feeling sort of down and slightly depressed and need to share with us? So if you've made a bad call this week, please do. All you've got to do is, I think you just click on there to request to speak, and then I will add you to speak and you can share and we can chat and we can hopefully, through the power of chatting, we can kind of share the pain. A problem shared is a problem halved, apparently. But we can share that pain and hopefully, you know, maybe suggest some ways forward. Hopefully, make you feel a bit better. So please do. Don't be shy. There's like 54 odd of you in at the moment. Please do click the button to speak, and I can add you in and chat to me. Unfortunately, it's just me this week because of we had to change the time, and Ed's off doing what is an incredible UCL fantasy podcast. If you play UCL fantasy or just like to hear some incredible banter, you really should tune into the UCL fantasy podcast that we do on our sister channel. It's really funny. It's Ed coming in, lording it over Lewis and the other guys that put loads of work in and really analytically, you know, watch every game and plan each week. And Ed somehow is managing to beat them, and he certainly lets them know it. So that's for me. But yeah, please feel free to join. Don't be shy. I think you just got to click a button on here. Ed usually tells me how to do it, but I can add you if you request to speak. Whilst I'm waiting for people to come in, I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the stories shared online. We've got Andy Penman first, who is planning for a free hit in 29, and has basically brought in, I think it's quite good, he's brought in Neto for Areola. He said, that's Neto, the ineffective Wolves winger. Oh, Neto, the ineffective Wolves winger, rather, sorry, other than the Bournemouth goalkeeper. So, yeah, Neto's not really worked out very well for him so far. And he's playing Dubravka. He played Trippier to cover the Newcastle clean sheet. I know. Has anybody else out there played Trippier? Has anybody got Newcastle defenders that aren't Trippier? I had Fabian Schär all season up until game week 22. And he did all right for me early, and then he was just abject for ages. I was injured for a bit, I held on to him. He was abject after that, and as soon as I got rid of him, he is hauling every single bloody week, it feels like. So yeah, if you want to join in, let's know what misfortune you felt. Doesn't have to be this week, could be a previous week, but drop in. So Andy Penman sounds like, yeah, he's brought in, much same as me, he's brought in Huang and Neto. Sarabia is not bad, and but he has brought in Neto. He did bring in Neto, the Bournemouth goalkeeper, but it looks like he's, like you say, he's taken out Areola, so he's lost points there this week. Elsewhere, we've got Abdur Rahman on the Twitch channel. He started Darwin, didn't buy Senesi, instead went for Bradley. So look at that. My keepers are Areola and Fabianski. He's very happy. He's not at all sad. Here we go. We've got our first guest. Let me open this up. Add as a speaker. There we go. Hello. Hello, sir. I think you should be coming in. Oh, we're connecting. We're connecting. I'm hoping my signal's quite good. I've been mixing between the we're waiting for Sabad to come in. It's connecting. I don't know why it's taking that long. Bloody Elon Musk probably saving the electricity somewhere. I'm going to add in.
Hi, this is Subodhi.
Oh, there we go. Subodhi, there you go. I can hear you now. Sorry, I don't know if my signal was bad.
The opportunity.
I just wanted to get your view on whether we still hold Foden and Haaland for next week and not remove them for double game week, given how they've performed today.
Okay, so you're looking ahead. How was your week? Before we go on to that, how was your week? Have you done all right? You've got Foden and Haaland.
I've had a brilliant week. I'm sitting on 69 points and roughly 11,000-odd rank.
You're in completely the wrong chat, but fair enough. It's good. I'm glad you're having a good week.
Thank you.
Yes, this isn't whether we hold them. I mean, obviously, it's obviously Liverpool, and it's. I think that really comes down to what your strategy is going to be for 29 onwards. Obviously, with Liverpool away and then the blank, if you're trying to play, you know, if you're trying not to use the not to use your free hit, which I'm. People are now talking about holding a free hit for the double 34. Then yeah, I don't know. It depends. What's your strategy? It's a little bit team specific.
My plan was to remove Haaland and Foden for Bowen and either Morris or Solanke, and I'm not having a free hit 29. It's going to be normal transfers.
Wow. Well, then yeah, if you're not doing free hit 29, then with Liverpool away. And you know, and as a blank, that seems a relatively sensible time to do it. I mean, they've got Arsenal after that. It's a pretty tough run of fixtures for City, and they don't have one in 29 and 28 and 30 against their title challengers. And then Villa. I mean, I'm looking through the fixture list. It's a tough run for them. But then again, it is City, and it is Haaland, and I don't know if I'd remove. Both, but if you need to get rid of players to make space in your team, then to play an 11 or at least a 9 or a 10 in 29, then yeah, it makes sense. I would be nervous about losing them both. Especially with Haaland is such, you know, your exposure for not having Haaland when everyone else in the game has him, that can really hurt you. But yeah, it depends where your game, what you're aiming for, what's your aim, what's your ambition, you apart from trying to win it, which obviously everyone is, but is it top 10k or do you want to, what's your top 100?
No, I want to finish the top 5k. I'm at roughly 11,500 odd now.
Okay, yeah, well, I think if you're going to make that risk, it's not a terrible time to do it. I don't know the Liverpool defense with all their injuries. The Liverpool team, Liverpool City is gonna be a really interesting game. It depends who's back, who's playing. I wouldn't want to call what that result would be, to be honest. So, you know, that could be a goal fest. In which case,
I'm assuming all the active managers are going to have a doubler as a captain. So Haaland, even if it's not going to be Haaland into two points, most of the people.
Yeah, people are going to blank.
Probably Foden could be a differential for ones who are able to hold on to him.
Yeah. I think that's Foden will be a good strategy. And I guess you're right, Haaland's not going to be the likely captain. It's likely to be Solanke, I guess. So, right. Yeah, I don't know. I'm helping you much, but I think it's a brave strategy. But I know a lot of people are free hit 29, maybe not in your position. Yeah. Okay. Well, sure. Hopefully that's helped a little bit. I'm glad you've had a good week. You're 20 points ahead of me this week, and you're several thousand places above me in the league. So we'll have a bit less of that. But thank you very much. I'm gonna push you back into the fold.
Thank you.
And we've got next up is Adil. I'm going to add a speaker, so I'm doing this all myself. I usually have a glamorous assistant Ed who does this for me. So I'm trying to add you in. There you go, Adil. You need to unmute yourself. I think you're muted. I don't know if I can unmute.
Yeah.
There you go. Hello. How are you? How's your week going? Is this a tale of woe? Or are you going to be also telling me you're trying to get in the top 5K?
You don't remember me, I think, from last week.
You're in last week. Telling you. Yeah, you were. Yeah, I remember you.
Brother, something has to happen to Watkins.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, something has to happen to him.
What do you mean? Something has to happen to him? Don't we can't say this is a public stream. Don't say anything happens to Watkins. We're gonna have the authorities after us. What do you mean?
I don't know. He's scoring every week, brother. Every week. I kept him for 8 weeks. He scored one goal. Since 21, I moved him on. He's scoring every week.
And you can't get him back, or you just don't want it anymore. I mean, to be fair, look at the fixtures ahead. Yeah.
See, I brought in Semenyo this week, so I got the return.
Oh, well done. You did that. It's good. No, it's well done. Yeah.
Yeah, I have Solanke and Haaland. So I don't know how will I bring Watkins unless I wildcard.
You could follow our previous speaker and go mad and do Haaland to Watkins. And what are you doing in 2029? I can't remind me because I know we did speak last week. What are you doing in 2029? Are you free hitting or are you gonna?
Yeah, I'm for 2029 free hitting. I don't have any players. I have only Son.
Yeah, I've got hardly players. I'm gonna read everything about the 3-hit 34 strategy, but I am almost certainly gonna free hit in 2029 and then worry about
and
it.
And I will probably triple captain Solanke, so he has blanked this week, so it makes more appealing.
So here's a thing for you, Anil. I've got the next week against the notoriously tight defense of Spurs. Sorry, that's not having Watkins at home to a Spurs defense, which may leak goals, is probably going to be a challenge mentally. But you could just tough it out, and then for a free hit, you get to try him on in 29.
Yeah.
And see how it feels being a Watkins owner, and you might be so overawed that in 30 you go, like, I've got to get him in. I don't care what the fixtures are.
So when I play my wildcard, probably I don't know. I'm a United supporter, so I think if I even play wildcard, probably 31, 32, I'm going to bring in Rasmus Højlund as a differential rather than Watkins. I don't know.
Has Watkins ever done something to your family? Has he said something?
I kept him for 8 weeks. He scored one goal.
I know. It's like my Saka and Shah stories. You just part with these players who you know have it in them, but just don't perform and have decent price. And then you just... And at some point you go, no.
I don't know, brother. See, 2024 has been very tricky for me. You know, from 6.5K, now I'm at 500K. So, I don't know. Whatever transfers I'm making, it's none of them is making sense. I brought in Huang and Neto. I captained Huang last week against Sheffield United. No return.
Huang is such a...
I had to move him out. And you know, the reason I moved on Watkins was for Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah.
And he has absolutely done nothing.
I know. Nothing. He was great in the cup, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Like that match, I was sitting there going, well, I've got De Bruyne and Haaland, you know, three assists for
De Bruyne, Haaland and Foden, all of three, you know, and there's someone called Cole Palmer, he gets points every week, I don't know how will I bring him in also, you know.
Yeah, so. But it's not Cole, I think Watkins, the thing about Palmer is he is easier to bring in because he's still pretty cheap, I think he's like 5.7.
So he's
still.
So you tell, okay. A piece of advice: if I have to bring in Watkins this week, why won't I bring in Carlton Morris?
Well, for the double, yeah. I mean,
it's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I mean, I think that's a good question. I had that question about Morris myself before I went for Adebayo and he pulled up in the last time that Luton had a double. You know.
One change I'm going to do, I'm going to move out Trippier for the left back of Bournemouth, Kirkes, right? That guy. Yeah. I'm not sure
I can put up with much more Bournemouth defence at the moment. I'm feeling quite hurt by it. But yeah, I think that's a smart move.
I think that Bournemouth will keep a clean sheet against Sheffield United, I think, at home.
I think you've got to think that, Morris, away to Palace, who are better, probably, but not, you know, I mean, and Bournemouth, you've got to think that Morris's chances, Luton are scoring, they're creating and scoring. You've got to think, sorry, Gov FPL, we're not, he's disappeared. I was going to bring you in. He disappeared off. I was about to bring him in. He's gone. If you come back, Gov, I will bring you in. People are very impatient, aren't they? But anyway, I think, yeah, you've got to think that they are both away games and it is Villa at home. But yeah, my question to you is
if I'm, see, I have to remove Erling Haaland, I'm not removing Semenyo or Solanke. if I have to remove Erling Haaland, probably for a hit, I should go for a double wing player, right? Rather than Watkins.
But then it depends what you're playing to after that. You've got a plan ahead, right? I mean,
I'm free hitting in 29. So okay, I don't have
you've got a wild card to come. If you're free hitting and you're kind of dead ending a little bit anyway, then yeah, I think that's a fair strategy. But you do have to prepare yourself that Watkins is, you know, Watkins is obviously his top scoring forward. Is he not a top scoring player? Is he? Hang on a second. I'm checking.
Yeah, he is.
He's a top scoring player. Yeah. So I was looking at the other day because he got 13. Yeah. So, you know, you've got to prepare yourself that he's in form, right? He's every week. Nath will be with you in a second. Don't go anywhere. But yeah, no. I mean, it's only a way to only home to United. He's not got anything in the last sort of six. So I think it's a risk. Can you not bring them both in? So what's your forward line again? You've got Solanke. Going to keep him, obviously. Solanke, Haaland, who's Semenyo.
I brought in Semenyo, Bournemouth player.
Yeah. So you're going to want to keep Semenyo. I got you. You want to keep both them, obviously.
Yeah, for double game week only.
I think you could do something clever with Barkley instead of Morris.
Yeah, so if I don't bring Morris for Haaland, I'll bring Barkley for Neto. So that's my transfer.
Okay. Nath, you've gone out again. I was going to bring you in, mate. I was going to bring you in. The people, very impatient. Okay. Right. The people coming in and out. They're very quick. So, okay. Fair enough. I'm sorry. So what's your point so far this week, if you don't mind saying?
I'm 55. Saka and Gabriel to play. I captain Son in instead of Haaland.
Well, you're doing all right then. 55. What's that for you? Is that still a drop? I guess it is at your rank.
Yeah, it is a drop.
Yeah, but you've still got two to play. Saka though Saka does look like he's been well captained as well. To be honest, it looks like Saka's.
Yeah. So I'm expecting a blank from Saka only.
You're hoping for a blank, no. But 55, you're 3 points up on me. I've got the Saka captain, so I think this week holding ground is probably the best you can probably hope for. To be honest. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I know last it was a tale of woe last week, and like me, you continue to go down, but it will turn around. I think you're making bold moves. I think the thing is, you've got to now just have fun with it a bit. I think go for Morris. Like to be honest. You've got a kind of, now's the time to kind of throw cushion to win and do something a bit different, right? I think, because if you've gone without Watkins so far, you might as well stick to your guns. I like that. It's like, I remember one of the guys.
Well, I've gone through the pain already. What is one more week?
Exactly. What's one more week? And as I say, Spurs defence is solid. Everyone knows that. There's definitely no chance he's going to score against them. but you said you're a United fan, right?
Yeah.
So you're not feeling so that's not really improved your mood then, really.
Yeah, imagine I have to go to work tomorrow.
you'd have been happy 1-1, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Being a United fan this season and FPL is doing so bad for me, it's very tough. Life is becoming very tough.
Well, it could be worse. You could be an Everton
fan. Yeah, right. It could be worse. I'm 500k, not so bad. So
you've got a good million places on me, and I support Everton. So we're still worried whether we're going to stay up or not, and if we're going to keep failing to score like we did yesterday, then
yeah, Everton is going to stay up, brother.
Depends what the Premier League say. Depends how many points we get next time. If we get the same as Forest, maybe. Because Forest, if we've got any Forest fans out there, I'd love to hear from them. We can talk about football as well. I think as an Everton fan, I must admit I wasn't. I don't like to see Liverpool win, obviously, but I was not gutted. That Forest were kind of kept below us. But I imagine there's some strong opinions about some of that refereeing. So if anyone wants to chat about that, you can join, because yeah, that was the only thing that was like more controversial on that this week. I think, I don't know if you watched it, was the Madrid match, Madrid Valencia. I don't know if anybody else has seen that. My God,
yeah, when they took the corner and they blew the fence.
There wasn't even a corner. The guy crossed the ball in the game. Yeah. The ball was live. It was going in the box midway in the air from the cross in an attack. The whistle was blown. I think it was Bellingham. Was it Bellingham that scored?
He got a red card as well. Yeah.
And he got a red card after the fact. Incredible. Yeah. Incredible scenes. Yeah. My wife's a Barcelona fan, so I can't cheer for Madrid either. But still, still, that was, the state of refereeing is a whole different topic of misery. But Adil, I wish you well. I do wish you well. And thank you for coming in again. I'm hoping you won't be coming back every week. I do want you to come back every week, but I hope you won't have a sad story each week. But if you keep, I think give you one more week for Watkins, and then you can have him in the free hit, right? You get to have him.
Hopefully, I'll come next week and cry over Watkins again.
And you know, in game week 29, he's going to do nothing, right? You know, you're going to get him in.
And I plan to captain him that game week.
You're going to get him in. You're going to captain him in. He's going to do nothing, and you're just going to. Rage quit FPL. That's the way forward. Cool. Adil, thank you so much.
And thank you so much,
good luck at work. Good luck at work tomorrow. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, brother.
Cheers, mate. Cool. Well, that was great. I know that a couple of people wanted to come in. I'm sorry. I'm just easing my way through conversations. I can't keep pulling people. It's very hard to pull people in whilst people are speaking. So I'm not trying to let anybody hog the mic. But and that was a really nice chat. And Adil was here last week, and he already shared his tale of woe. And it sounds like hasn't got a lot better. Although 55 points is not good. What I want to hear, has anybody got any crazy low scores so far this week? Like I said, I'm on 52 at the moment with two to play, including Saka captain. It's going to probably, I reckon, if Saka does anything, I'm going to end up being about the same rank as started the week, which is bad. But I want to, if anybody's out there had a really, really bad week, please stick with that. So I've got here, I'm going to go to the Twitter feed. I've got a couple of people coming in. There's Franco Blue Gold said he transferred in Salah for KDB too early, but stuck with Solanke, which meant he wasn't able to get Son in for KDB. And Solanke's been blocking his Doughty points. Now, Doughty is a regular cause of woe for me, because after Joe heralded him it wasn't the scout cast, what was it? It was on the points goals imminent, I think it was, or points imminent tables. He was talking about Doughty for quite a while before it became a thing, and he brought him in early. And I followed that because Joe's very smart, and I brought Doughty in. And invariably, every time he's got anything, he's on my bench with those points. At the moment, he's not looking to come on unless Gabriel or Saka don't play. I mean, it's only 5 points, but you know, considering Trippier got one, Senesi got one. Just to reiterate my team so far this week, I've got Dubravka on 7, Gabriel yet to play, Trippier and Senesi both with a single point, Palmer on 5, De Bruyne on 2, Saka captain yet to play, Foden on 15, who is the absolute highlight, Watkins on 13, also saviour, and then Haaland with 6, obviously, and Solanke on 2, whereas my bench has Areola on 13, Doughty on 5, and Van Heck on 1. And I still have Huang, who I've got to try and get rid of. I don't know how many people have Huang in their team still, or indeed, that's another thing we can talk about. If you've got stinkers in your team you just can't get rid of, like players you've just kind of brought in on a whim or following a trend you didn't really want, but you're now stuck with them because you know you don't want to take a hit to get them out, feel free to share that. So if anybody wants to join and chat to me, I'll be going for another 10 minutes or so. Please do just click the button to join, and I can bring you in. I'm not quite as slick as when Ed's doing it with me, but I will get there eventually. So if you want to share your tale of woe either from this week or previous weeks, if you want to talk about a real bad decision you've seen elsewhere, or a stinker in your team, that's good. I'm also always interested in talking about how we deal with bad game weeks. Like today, I genuinely was sat in the car looking at the BBC update, coming back from the swimming, going, Senesi off on 12. What is this? This is someone just having a laugh with me now. It's just like yesterday Trippier off on 51. Couldn't even give him 10 minutes before he pulls up. And then I brought on Trips for none of his... I had him earlier in the season for some of his points. Took him off, brought him back in when I did my rubbish wild card. And he's done nothing for me, absolutely nothing. And yeah, I just couldn't believe it. I thought, oh, come on, clean sheet, Newcastle. At least Trippier's going to get... Fair enough, he wasn't involved in the goals. But there you go. And then Senesi today, I just couldn't believe it. 3 points from two Bournemouth. Ugh, you've got to think someone that doesn't like you. So yeah, if you want to talk about the player is you really want to get rid of, or who it is that's been constantly sort of trolling you. We had Abdul talking before about Watkins as his bet noir, so to speak, who it was constantly the player he wished he brought in and he hadn't. Then you're free to come in and do that. But yeah, but you can join at any time. Oh God, sorry, I've gone out of my. There we go. I shouldn't press too many buttons at once. This is a problem with streaming on the phone. You kind of accidentally press a button to look at the chat, and you suddenly everything disappears. So yes, anybody else want to join? Please don't be shy. You know, even if you want to come on and gloat a bit about your good game week, or want to ask a strategy question. Not that I'm the best person in the world to answer it, but I'm happy to chat with you. So come on and do join. In the meantime, I'm going to go back to... I've got loads of Twitter things here. Deciding to bench Muniz in favour of Gross was from Binny Piper, no relation to Billy. And then Roger Barley, or Barley Roger, on Twitter, said his back three was Senesi, Robertson and Trippier. Oh, my God, it's like the kind of... Sick Note Brothers, isn't it? How bad is that? All of them. I mean, you just can't do it. Charlie Radner tells us he's benched Darwin, Areola, and Shah. I mean, God, would have been a good bench boost, wouldn't it? That's tough. The bench boost is the world's most frustrating shit. We all know this, but the time you do it, you get about 8 points. The times you could have done it, you get about 25 points. It's just so frustrating. But what's that? What's Darwin? Let's look at that. What would Darwin, Ariel and Shah be? Ariel was 13. Shah was, I think, I'm going to check that out. We'll see. I want to work that out. He's not put his points in. He needs to work that out. Shah got all the bonus, didn't he? So Shah would have been 12. So that's 25. And Darwin got the goal with his sort of shoulder or ponytail or whatever. So he was only, that was only five. So 25, 30 points. Yeah, 30 points. Plus, whoever the other player was. So that's a pretty impressive bench boost. I don't even know when I'm going to play my bench boost, to be honest. I'm looking at the chip strategy ahead. I've already wasted my wild card. I've not only wasted it, I've basically threw 25 points away with it at the same time. Incredible. But I'm thinking I'm going to have to go. I'm in such a miserable place that I can't front it out and have a really terrible week in 29. On the hope that maybe it all comes good in 34. I'd rather take a mini wildcard, you know, with a decent hit on 34 to try and get there. And who knows what goes on in the interim. Random stuff happens all the time. You know, you've got to take the opportunity when you can. Hibbo is in the... Surely you want to join and have something to say. He's a listener, but he's listening. You feel free to join in and chat if you like, any of you in the chat. I'm going to keep going now through the Twitter feed. I've got Jay Dez, who said he wildcarded out Foden, Areola, Van Dijk and Palmer to bring in Senesi, Solanke, Barkley and Doughty. He's refusing to do the maths. I can't go back and do all the maths for him, but that's quite a lot of points. 28, what was Van Dijk? That would have been... you've got bonuses. Palmer, that's 43 to 44 points. 4, 3, 5, 10. Yeah, that's about a 34-point swing. Of a wild card. That makes me feel better about my wild card. This is the thing about doing this stream. It is mainly for my benefit and I do feel better. I'm sorry, man. Jay Dez, that is a tough beat, my friend. I think the thing is, when that happens, you just have to try and just draw a line, walk away from the computer, even feel free to log out of Scout for a day or so and just breathe. Sent yourself and come back, because like, yeah, it's like me on Twitter at night. Don't follow me on Twitter, anybody, please, because I tend to do very little fantasy football and much more political ranting at people. So yeah, you can follow me if you like a laugh, but I'm Everyone's welcome to own politics. I have no problem with that, but I have my own and I do tend to rant about them. So I get like that. I there are times where my wife just goes, just step away, calm down, don't get engaged. Absolutely right. So FPL Harry early on was saying that obviously Hull missed an open goal. We know that, Harry. That's not bad. That's not bad. That's not a bad beat. Because he scored. He scored later on. So Haaland captainers, you must have had, how many of you in there Haaland captains? What do you feel? What do you feel about that? I think as a captain, when you get the 6 points, you just kind of have to go, yeah, okay. Obviously, you know, people aren't going to captain. It wasn't a massive Foden captaincy going on, so that's not a risk. Watkins, maybe a few Watkins captains. I've seen a few of those. Saka's going to be your main threat. Naif is here. Naif, I'm going to join you in here earlier. I couldn't bring you in time, but I'm going to add you now. Naif, you're coming in. You've got a very dashing... Who is that a picture of? You'll tell me when you come in there. It's a very dashing... Who is that? Naif, you're on mute. You need to unmute yourself. Can you hear me, Naif? Naif.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Where are you, Naif? You've got... I like that picture. Who is that? I can't really see because it's quite small on my phone. Who's that a picture of?
That's an actor from Peaky Blinders.
Ah, okay. Peaky Blinders. It's not Mr. Peaky himself, is it? But yeah, cool. Very cool. So, Naif, tell us about your week. How's it been going?
Well, great with 70 points so far. Still waiting for Saka tomorrow.
You got Saka tomorrow. What's going on tomorrow with Saka? You captain or just playing him?
No, just playing him. My captain was Son, and it was okay for him.
So Werner
missed two assists from him.
Yeah, so 70 points. Yeah, this is the Misery Love Company stream, but we don't mind people coming on and being happy as well. Misery also likes happy people. So whereabouts are you then? Where's that 70 points putting you at the moment, according to Live FPL or whatever service you use? Do you know where you're ranking at the moment?
My ranking now is 900K.
Okay, that's not too bad. And what's your aspiration?
Okay. Yeah.
Where do you want to get to? What's your big... Your big kind of ambition?
To be 300K.
Okay. That's nice. That's a very realistic ambition. I love that. Everybody I know is like, yeah, top 10K or nothing. If it's not top 10K, it's shit. And I love you going, 300K is a very... That's considering how many people are playing this. Like by the end of last season, it's about 12 million. I think there's marginally less because they've cleared some of the dupe accounts this year, but it's still going to be 11 million plus.
Yeah.
So like to be 300K is very, very, very respectable. And... What have you had any bad beats this year? Any players that have wound you up or any bad decisions that have, you know, set you back?
Well, I got Dingra. I don't know why I keep him anymore.
The Dingra.
Dingra, yeah. From Brighton, yeah.
He's one of those frustrating players, isn't he? Those are the sort of players. I mean, it used to be Mahrez, right, for City in the seasons gone by. When he's good, he looks so good. And then most of the time, he just doesn't play or disappoints. So, what's keeping a Dingra in your team? Just not having enough transfers to deal with it?
The budget.
Ah, yeah.
With 5 million midfield, yeah. Well, I got a question for you, if you don't mind.
Go for it. Yeah, go for it.
While everyone focusing on the double games players, is it a good move to bring Eze in this week?
Ezien, I heard of Luton. What are you doing in 20? Are you free hitting in 29?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So looking at let me look at Palace fixtures. I must admit, I had some Palace players early in the year, but I haven't really been watching them. So yeah, okay. So they've got Luton, you've got free hit, they've got Forest and Bournemouth.
It's a good game.
There's a good, if you're going to bring in an attacking Palace player, you know, Luton at home, Forest and Bournemouth away are the sort of games you want. After that, he's got City and Liverpool, but you know, maybe you can rest or pull him out. It depends how you set up, right? I mean, all these questions are always the same. How you set up the double? Do you already have the doublers you want? You know, have you already got Solanke? Have you already got a Bournemouth defender that's not Senesi? I don't know. Maybe Senesi will be fair. I don't know. Have you already got a Luton option? Have you got enough players for the double already?
I got Doughty and Solanke and Neto.
Yeah, and are you happy with that? Is that enough for you?
Yeah,
You don't feel the need to bring in a you know what, Neto. I mean, Neto's a good shout. My son's got Neto in his team, and which I picked. I've
been today with 9 points.
Yeah, it's good. That's solid. I think Neto actually. If I didn't have a million other problems to solve, I would be looking at. I've had enough of Dubravka, to be honest. Even though I did all right this week, I would be looking at Neto as an option. I think that's fine. So Eze, I guess it depends on your thing. I think that could be a nice differential. I think everyone's going to be focusing on doubles most people going to be focusing on the doubles and or preparing for the games ahead, right? Preparing for the blanks and a more forward-looking strategy. So I think that could be quite a... I don't know what his ownership is at the moment. I'm going to try and have a look. I don't know what the ownership is at the moment, but I imagine he scored the day. What's his... Try and work out how to find the ownership in this. But yeah, I think he's probably going to be a decent differential at the moment. So yeah, I don't hate that. When you're at 900K, you want to be at 300, and you think that's doable? Do you think you're going to get there? Oh, have I gone? Has Nath gone? Oh, nice. You've muted yourself, Nath. I don't know if that's on purpose or accidentally, but I can't hear you now. So I'm going to keep talking while Nath's there because dead air is not good. But I think what I like about that is realistic goals, and clearly based on my own performance, my ambitions of trying to get 10K every season, considering I've only done it really once, is probably not a healthy way to play this game. I do like to win my mini leagues, which I do tend to do. I'm still competitive in some, although not many. Certainly not the scout mods and cons. I think I'm getting ever closer to the bottom of that. I was going to have a look at that now while I'm... This was always the one I cared a bit about, and then I started playing more seriously, and I had to care less because everybody in it's really good. It's got people like Harry and Praz and Late Riser and Mark and Az and all those sort of folk who, with the absence, with the exception of Az, all know what they're kind of doing. So I love battling with Az. The Gianni's in there as well. So some really good players in there. So I think I'm right near the bottom of that. I'm trying to load up live appeal to see. Let's see where I am in that. Yeah, Luke's at the top, and I am 40th out of 43 at the moment. So that's not great, is it? My our scout editor. Wow. Neil's had a crackerjack week, 79 points. What's he done there? Watkins, it's everything here. He's got Areola in. Oh, God. Yeah, he's certainly not a sad week for Neil Rigg. He's had an absolute cracker, Sconto Rigger. But yeah, I am. Leagues are tough. Anyway, Nath, I can't hear you, mate. If you're trying to talk, you've muted yourself.
Sorry. Okay. I got an issue with my internet.
Oh, that's okay. But just to say, do you feel confident you're going to hit 300,000?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, and are you in mini leagues? Are you in mini leagues? Is there money on the line? It doesn't matter if there isn't or there is.
Yeah, with my friends, a couple of leagues.
And how are you doing in those? Are you competitive?
Yes, top three on all of them.
Okay, so this is it. So you've got plenty to play for. I'm actually still, I'm top in one of my leagues. I don't want to name it because it must be very bad. I usually win a lot of leagues, but this one, if I'm top on 1 point. 1.5 million ish. Then yeah, it's not a good league, is it? It's not a competitive. Well, I must say, I think Eze's a brave move. I think do it. Why not?
I'll do it for Reading. Yeah, why not?
Give it a go. I think that's, yeah. Everyone else can be focused on these players. We've already seen today what can happen. We saw with Luton before the double was largely disappointing.
Yes.
So. Yeah, good.
Is it fair from FBL yesterday? No, Darwin with no bonus.
You're not going to get me criticizing FPL. I don't think we have quite a good relationship with the Premier League, and I'm not going to be challenging that. No comment, Your Honour. In that case. I think also you're a Liverpool fan, right?
No, I'm Spurs fan, but I got Darwin on my squad.
Yeah. Yeah, I there's a lot of factors that go into it. There's a lot of factors that go into that. It used to be when I started playing, we started working with the PL and FPL back in, over a decade ago. It used to be kind of like a lot of newspapers. It used to be a guy in the stand making these decisions. But all this is now data-driven. So it's there's an algorithm that calculates it all based on completed passes, shots on target. And you know, it varies depending on the positions a little bit and stuff.
And so, minutes playing and forth.
Yeah, yeah. It isn't just like picked out of a hat. And it's not like it's not like the Premier League going and change it. It's run by an algorithm. So you know, and algorithms are always independent, right? But no, but it is run by an algorithm. So he came close. I mean, you know, I'm sure Bradley and Kelleher people would be happy. But yeah. How many shots did he miss? I mean, I don't see his stats. I don't know how many shots he had on target. I like Darwin. I couldn't own him. He'd be one of those players. He'd be like a Dinger for you. It'd drive me mad. He's the sort of player that should be able to score every week, but he looks a bit like a pub team player at times. So, okay. Thank you, Nathan. I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay. Hopefully we won't. You can come on if you have a bad beat other than a Dingra. Feel free to come on and share it with us. But I hope the Ezzy transfer goes well and that your doubler in 28 see you on your way to your target.
Excellent. Thank you.
Have a nice evening. Cheers. Okie dokie. I think we're probably gonna. Where are we now? Probably maybe give it. Oh, I've got other people coming. I'll give it another. Absolute max 10 minutes because it'll be an hour then, but maybe five. We'll see how we go. But we've got FPL Axie, who is so into axes. He has a picture of axes in his graphic. So I'm going to add him in now. There we go. FPL Axie's coming in and we're going to hear from him about what he's got going on. In the meantime, there's still time. If you want to join us, you've still got 5 or 10 minutes to join in. That'll be your last chance. So yeah, please do add yourself to the potential speakers. FPL Axie, how are you? Hello, can you hear me? I can't hear him. Can anyone hear him? No. Oh, he's gone. He was overwhelmed by the power of being online. I heard a bit of music, and then he went. It was like trying to get through to a helpline. I got a little tantalizing bit of music that sounded like someone's about to engage with me, and then he disappeared. Sorry about that, Axie. Don't give us a thumbs down. I didn't do that. It's nothing to do with me. Fair enough impression. He's got a Liverpool shirt on as well. I knew it. But there we go. That was a shame. Never mind. I'm sure he has something exciting to say. I might even look up online and see if he said anything. FPL Axie. Let's have a look. Let's find him. Let's see if I can find him. Here he is with his axes. Ollie Watkins. See, look, he's saying my permanent captain since game week 22, Ollie Watkins. So I'm going to suggest he wasn't going to come on to moan about his captaincy decision. I think he's probably pretty happy with Watkins. Yeah. Watkins captaincy. I mean, like, if you've stuck with that, I mean, fair play to you. I've owned Watkins. He's probably one of the players I've owned for a long, long time. I don't know if as many I've owned since the start of the season. If any, I've rotated virtually my whole squad. Include I played 2 wildcards, so obviously that helps. But Saka and Shah were omnipresent until 22, got rid of them. Genius. I am a genius. Got Saka back in. I wish I could have Shah back, to be honest. I know the second I move Trippier on, I know that's the time he's going to start getting points again. What's happened to Trippier? I mean, I guess the season's been pretty abject, really. He's had a couple against Villa and Luton, a few points, but otherwise it's been ones and twos, dribs and drabs, isn't it? Pretty grim for Trippier. Not the fantasy asset he was last season, certainly. But then, you know, Newcastle had a lot of injuries, being very tough on them. I went to St James's Park actually, couple pre-Christmas with the lovely Ed, courtesy of Ed, invited me along to watch them in the Champions League, in their final Champions League game, where they unfortunately went from around half time being guaranteed to kind of go through to the next Champions League round, to then dropping out of, then going dropping into the Europa League, and then ultimately dropping out. And it was tough to watch because they are such a great team going forward. Really lovely, great stadium, incredible atmosphere, and they're really, really, really great to go. But it doesn't look like there's any sort of Plan B defence that goes with Newcastle. And as has been said, one of the reasons as well, apart from this, is that I think I mentioned this last week, is that Pope, or maybe in another window, Pope was one of those keepers that really came out a lot, and whereas Dubravka tends to hang back more, and a lot of people are saying that's kind of exposed the back line. Not that they haven't had injuries as well, but yeah. Anyway, don't know, me going about Newcastle. In the meantime, yeah, we've got about 5 or 6 minutes, and I'm going to get one or two more in, and I'm going to call it a day. We've got two coming in, so let's go with Kevin Wang. Add you in as a speaker, sir. You're coming in. You're connecting steadily. You need to unmute yourself, and then you can speak. You there, Kevin?
Hello.
Hello, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I feel marginally better than I did at halftime in the last game. Thanks to Foden. Thanks to Phil. Is
you on him too?
I own Foden. Yeah, that's Foden and Watkins have been my bright sparks, and not Captain Haaland, which was looking even better until.
Oh, you didn't Captain Haaland.
I've gone fat. Yeah, so I'm waiting on that. So how about
That's gonna be my question, actually. I was just thinking, like, Haaland for the next few weeks. I'm just looking at their fixtures right now. He's got Liverpool away in 28, and obviously nobody's gonna captain him since everyone's gonna be on Solanke. Yep. And then in 30, like, I'm just looking in the next few fixtures. Like, the only time I think I'll captain Haaland would be in game week 33.
I mean, so then, we had a caller earlier who was, I think he was in the top 11 or 12K, and he was aspirations fit in the top 5K. And he was looking at getting Haaland out this week. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to do it, it's a brave move. But if you're going to do it, you're right. If you're not going to captain Haaland, it's a lot of money to have on your team, right? It's difficult. It feels wrong. When I took him out before, when he was kind of injured, or we didn't know he was injured, and that, you know, and we weren't sure he was going to come back, and I held him out longer than most people did, I didn't feel good about it. Every week, it's like, is he going to play? And then we, you know. But I think, Eddie, we will get you. Don't worry. Stay patient. But yeah, I don't know. I think if you're going to do it, I think now it could be the time. Obviously, it depends on what other fires you've got to fight and what your strategies are going to be. But what are you thinking then? Are you thinking of moving Haaland on to someone else?
Well, I mean, right now I'm 6.3K. So if I do it, it's going to be a.
You've not seen the description of this feed at all, have you? That's fine. It's okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a very, very ballsy move. It's either him. Selling him this week or selling Watkins this week, because I'm thinking in 30, I need to get Salah back. And that's really the only way to do it. I don't want to sell Watkins because he has Spurs at home. And
yeah, I mean, I was just saying that before. A previous caller, Abdul, who has been without Watkins for most of the season and has been punished repeatedly by it. And he can't now quite bring him back. He's going to hold out one more week. And I say, what you mean against that notoriously tight Spurs defence? I think you don't want to be getting Watkins out before a home game against Spurs. No disrespect to Spurs, but, you know, the way they play anyway, and with injuries all over the place, that's not a game. It's a game you'd want to play Watkins. I think you could afford. And the good thing about Haaland going, and talking about Salah, as you say, is it gives you a lot of money to play with. It depends who you go to, obviously. But if you've got Watkins and Solanke, who would you go to? Who would be your forward replacement, you're thinking? Morris?
Yes, Morris, which when I just say it, it just seems wrong.
Haaland to Morris. It's the natural move, isn't it? It doesn't feel right.
Yeah. Yeah,
and what are you doing in 20?
He's got two fixtures on penalties. I only really need him this week, and then when Watkins plays Haaland in Watkins is in 31 has City, so like I could get Haaland back for Watkins that week.
So strategy wise, are you free hitting 29?
Yes, 100%. I'm free hitting 29. Yeah. I only have like two players.
I think I am. I think there's the problem with these content creators is they get very. There's a lot of these very clever people who kind of make things too complicated and start swaying your mind. You go, oh, maybe I should hold it.
I think the problem with not free hitting 29 is that if you don't free hit 29 and say you just carry through with, like, I don't know, triple Villa or whatever you've got, your team for 30 onwards is going to look terrible because Brentford don't have good fixtures outside of 29.
Yeah.
Villa's fixtures start turning very quickly after 29.
Yeah.
And it's really only Spurs that can kind of have a good run afterwards. That's my opinion anyways. That's what the free hit should be used for.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. People talking about using it for that. I mean, you might have a wild card as well. I've only got a free hit and I've got triple captain still. I've got free hit, triple captain and bench boost left. So I'm going to, if I want to do something clever in 34, it's probably going to end up with working cleverly towards it or having to, you know, go big on the hits. But yeah, I think 29 smart. So you're basically, I think do it. I think actually you started me thinking now. I think if you're not going to captain him, and you want Salah back, and most of us will want Salah back in. It is difficult. It's very hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got De Bruyne in my side. I don't know who your midfield is, but I've got De Bruyne and Haaland. This is no way, right? You know, you've got Watkins, Haaland, De Bruyne, Slang. It's very in Saka. It's very hard. You just can't do it, even with a wild card. Mm-hmm. So Haaland just gives you enough money to give you that flexibility, right? So let's all do it. Let's all sell Haaland.
Haaland for Carlton Morris. Jesus Christ.
Haaland's Carlton Morris. Maybe if Guardiola's out there listening, that might be a move he wants to make in the summer window. But okay, Kevin. So you were saying you were in the top, did you say 6K or 5K?
I'm 6.3K at the moment.
And what's your aspiration? Where do you want to get to?
Honestly, I didn't think I would get this high this season. I only started playing 2 years ago, so...
You're despicable. But anyway, that's good. What's your highest? This is your highest so far, I guess.
Yeah.
I think if you hit top 5K, which is the highest ever, like, then don't bring back. No. I think you know, if you get inside the top 10K, that's the badge of honor. And you know, I think you're obviously in a great position to do that. So I wish you the absolute best. Whereabouts in the world are you at the moment, sir? You mind me asking?
I'm from Canada.
Oh, nice. Whereabouts?
Toronto.
Toronto. See, my parent, another company I've worked with, is in Toronto, Enthusiast Gaming. So I've been in Toronto, ran an event there. Lovely place, beautiful in the summer. Pretty chilly in the winter.
In the summer, though. In the winter.
Yeah, in the summer, yeah.
But, it's not quite so lovely.
Cool. All right. Well, nice to see you, eh? And I will let you go. And I've got to move on to Eddie. He's been very patiently waiting. But good luck, mate.
Thank you.
Eddie, you're coming in. I have to stop soon, but I'm going to bring you in. So Eddie's coming in. If anybody else wants to ask me a question or chat about their bad game week or good game week or anything, you've probably got another 2 or 3 minutes. And then after Eddie, if no one else is in, I'll probably bring us to a close. But anyway, Eddie is here with a shamrock and what looks like a man on fire with a saxophone. But it could be anything. It's quite small, the picture. So what is that?
It's a picture from a concert.
Okay. That looks like the most insane concert ever. Yeah. It's a guy with a saxophone in front of fire. He's not on fire. Right?
No, he's not on fire, no.
Okay, cool. All right. Anyway, Eddie, tell me about your game week and what do you want to talk about?
So far, my game week is I'm on 55 points right now.
So okay, that's pretty mediocre, but okay. Yeah, okay.
My captain,
I'm on 52, so you're ahead of me, but that's kind of middling. And whereabouts are you in the world at the moment? What's your rank?
Currently, I'm on top 100K.
Okay. Sorry, did you say... Top 100K, yeah, okay, cool. Good. Okay,
my so second season playing, so I'm not quite good at it that much.
It's your second season, did you say?
Yes.
This is very annoying, you people coming in. Obviously, not as good as Kevin, whose second season is in 6.5K, but still, 100K is very good, Eddie. Don't listen to it, not being very good at it. That's incredible. There are going to be about 11 million people playing this by the end of the year, so 100K is in the top, you know, top. So what do you want to talk about?
I'm having a little bit of consideration if I should take Ivan Toney out. Like, I brought him in after he came back from his suspension, and ever since he has been all over the place. Sometimes he gets good points, sometimes he doesn't. So I don't know if I should. Sometimes I watch that game and I see the role he's playing over there. He doesn't really get much chances because he's always playing deep.
Yeah.
So I feel like I don't know if I should pass him on and get someone else, or I should stick to him.
I think that Toney, getting Toney initially looked genius, right? He came back. I mean, Toney's a great striker. Like, you know, I'm an Everton fan. I would love to have Toney. I'm sure Arsenal would love to have Toney. I'm sure Chelsea would love to have Toney. I'm sure there's a lot of Premier League clubs this summer will be competing for Toney. If he goes, I don't know if he's going to go or stay. I think that the difficulty is generally, I think Brentford have been out of sorts, have been without Toney initially, and Mbeumo's out, You know, Snipe partner takes some space away. They've had other injuries. They just, you know, Brentford have been struggling this year. They've got Mopay back. I mean, like, when Mopay's scoring goals, the only person scoring goals for you, you know you're in trouble. But
exactly.
But you know, so far, so you got him in. Which game week did you get him in?
I can't remember the exact game week, but it was a game after his first game.
So you came back against Forest. You got 8 points there. Then you got
8 points.
You got 10 points, 2 points, 6-6-1-2-2. So basically, the last three games, you've only got 5 points from him. And looking ahead, Arsenal away. That's not ideal at all. Yeah, you're not. I think next week is not that great. Burnley away. Yeah, maybe in 29. But are you free hitting in 29?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't really care about that. So he's got basically Arsenal, United, and Brighton, and then Villa. I mean, yeah, the next time he's on a good... After that, it's Sheffield United, Luton, Everton, Fulham, Bournemouth, Newcastle. The run to the end of the season is incredible from 33. But yeah, the next... Assuming 29 is out of the pitch against Burnley, because you could bring him in on the free anyway, I think it's a good time to move him on. Who else have you got on your forward line?
I've got Haaland and Muniz. I got Muniz last week.
Okay.
You go Muniz.
So, who can you go to if you get rid of Tony? Have you got enough money to go to Watkins, or who are you thinking of? Are you going to Morris?
I'm thinking of Watkins. The problem I have with Watkins, I stuck with him initially at the beginning of the season. He was my first choice, from game week one. But his points were over the place at the beginning of the season. It was really, really annoying.
Yeah.
Haaland was getting a lot of, because I started this season without Haaland. I really wanted to play smart, like. I really wanted to be different from every other person.
Yeah, and that's admirable. I don't think it's brilliant strategy, unfortunately, because
it was a horrible decision at the end.
I think just the number of people with the problem with Haaland is what I've sort of come to understand is you have to have differentials to have any chance of winning, exactly. But you also have to have some. You have to be aware of the template, and there's certain key players. It's just too much of a killer, Haaland, and I don't see him. In that team he's in, he's never going to stop getting chances. Even if he goes through a bit of a barren spell and starts firing a few wide, you know, even Nunes would score a hatful in that side. So I think, I understand that. But because, I think next week, what are you doing for 29? Are you, what, sorry, 28? Are you getting, are you thinking of Morris? A lot of people talk about Morris today, Luton.
To be honest, in 29, I'm going for Semenyo. I think he would actually have a great fixture, better than Solanke.
Okay.
I just have a gut feeling. And it really works, though.
No, well, I think that's another brave decision. I mean, this is the differentials that can make a big difference to your rank and really
that's
see
the way I got Mooney this week, and it turned out.
Yeah, and that's worked out well.
The last time, Olise had his 16 pointer, I had him on my side.
Yeah.
I've throughout the season, though. I've always have good differentials.
And elsewhere, is your defence, you happy with that? And the midfield, is it mainly the forward line you're worried about, or do you have problems all over the place?
The truth is, right from the beginning of the season, I've never actually had high hopes for my defence. I just feel like my point should come from the midfield and the attack. If the defence does good, so be it, thank God. But I just feel like, at the end of the day, you can't really rely on your defence. I tried Trent a couple times. It didn't really work out. Sometimes it did. Sometimes it didn't. Trippier has really, really been a bad asset for me. Whenever I have him, he does bad. And when I don't, he goes and get 18 points and so on. And
I know, yeah.
It's been really frustrating.
I think it's wing backs, right? If you've got attacking wing backs or people at, you know, taking set pieces, that's what the defender. You're not really. I get what you're saying. You either want the tightest defense, which has been Arsenal, I think. Maybe City's.
Yeah, I've had Gabriel at the beginning of the season.
Gabriel's been good. Yeah, I think City's just too random who plays. It's just a random defender generator, isn't it? Okay. I think, okay. I like that, Semenyo. I think it is time to give Tony the boot, basically. I think I can't see he's going to come away with a lot from it, even though he's playing for a transfer maybe against Arsenal. You know, I think the form Arsenal are in. I can't see it. I just can't see it. So I don't think you're gonna have any regrets there if you don't have Tony for the next four or five weeks.
I right now I have Neto who is injured. So I think I would just bring in Samuel is on attack, right? Not he's not on midfield.
Let me sorry, chat. I haven't even got him, so I don't know. I'm gonna have to have a look. He scored today, didn't he? Let me sorry, two. I'm trying to do two things at once, and I'm not able to do that. He is a forward, actually. No, he's a forward. So he's a forward. He's not a midfielder. Yeah, this is the problem with Bournemouth. The problem with Bournemouth is the midfield. There isn't a standout midfield. It is
exactly. Apart from the standout midfield, I think the only good player in Bournemouth, the only good asset in Bournemouth is Solanke. Every other just hit and miss.
Yeah, yeah. And to be fair, Solanke's not. Neto's done okay as the goalkeeper. Sinesi had his moments. But yeah, Taverni is the top midfielder, and he's got 73 points. And if you look at his last eight games, it's twos and ones all the way. There's just not someone in there that's you know, most of the other teams have an out of position midfielder, right? Who's really a forward, but is a midfielder like Salah or a Son or whatever. And Bournemouth don't have that. Yeah, if Semenya was classified as a midfielder, then he'd be better. But 4.5, that'll give you plenty of room.
Exactly.
Yeah. And whereabouts in the world are you, Eddie?
I'm in Nigeria, in Africa.
Oh, nice! Wow, that's cool. And thanks for tuning in. I'm not getting that near. I'm off to Saudi Arabia tomorrow night, which is not that near Africa, but it's kind of nearer than it is. I am here. But yeah, no, cool. I've never been to Nigeria, so I've heard good things. But yeah, maybe I'll make a visit there at some point. But thank you for tuning in, and I wish you the best of luck with this next game week without Tony. Get him out, or maybe keep him with Neto. I think I'm going to have to, on that note, I'm going to say goodbye to Eddie and his flaming saxophonist. And I am going to probably close it there. If you like content like this, probably people with much more expert than me, please do check out all the Fantasy Football Scout website, which is incredible. The editorial team is just the best in the business, and bar none. I think the YouTube is incredible as well. Some great content out there with some incredible content creators that are not all necessarily in the full-time team. There's some brilliant guys coming there, like the Praz, like Harry, like Gianni, Az, all these people. I keep mentioning Az. I've got to stop being positive. But Az, no, I love Az. And there is, we do have obviously our members area. So if you want to go and spend hours pouring through data, getting some exclusive articles and hopefully getting an edge, not that not everybody needs it, but if you want to get that edge, we've got a very reasonable offer for membership. You can do it just for a month and try it out, or you can go out for a season, and I think that's about 40 quid, maybe it's £35 now for a whole year of loads of stuff. You get loads and loads of content, chance to win prizes and all sorts of, as well as all the tools. We give you the data straight from Opta and various data tables on who's the players that we think are next predicted points, who's next to score, all that sort of stuff. Loads and loads of data. Cool, but that's it from me. I will be back, hopefully with Ed, in game week 28 at some point. It's a bit of a longer week, so we have to work out the timing because of the double. But I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for sticking with me, as I have. I know there's been a lot of people who've been up and down throughout. Thanks for your feedback, and thanks to those that shared their miseries. Misery does love company, and we I think it's just, you know, bear in mind, you know, that there are some things more in life more important than life than FPL. Not many, but there are others. So you know, if you've had a bad beat this week, just take it on the chin, suck it up, go and do something else, and then come back stronger tomorrow. Start looking at the articles, planning for double game week 28. Double game week 28, a chance to really turn it around. Load up on your Bournemouth and Luton players, and go big, go Maverick. Cool. That's it from me. I'm El Fuzzy. Have a lovely evening. Thank you very much. Bye.